I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Citizens of the Democratic Republic of Congo are still waiting for the December 30th election results. This extra delay has people anxious and uncertain. But how does this impact Christians in the country? Open Doors USA's David Curry says that the Catholic Church has stepped forward as election observers. He notes that if the results are viewed as invalid, there could be backlash against Christians. So pray peace for the DR Congo. And FMI is expanding their work in Indonesia. They have a goal to see a 20% increase of church planters in the country. FMI's Bruce Allen says they've split their Indonesia team into two so it can operate on a larger scale. The teams are guiding church planters and providing accountability and communication. It'll take a commitment of about $120 a month per church planter to see FMI's goal succeed. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.